Well, 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 you city folks sure are late risers. I guess your rooster has a snooze button.
What day is today?
Today is election day.
What day is today?
It's election day.
Don't forget to get out and vote, everybody.
Get out and vote.
Election day.
It's election day.
Get to vote.
Come election day.
Let's vote.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Yes! Get out there and vote locally for the judges in those other court-appointed positions that we don't even know what they mean. I don't know. Prosonitary? What? Whatever you call it, get out there and vote for it. And then come tomorrow, we'll rake up all the leaves and all the old election signs along the roadsides. Maybe we should even break up the ones from 2020 that are still in front yards. I don't know.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Not only is it election day, but I think it's like a transition time. Halloween is over, so take them stupid decorations down. Oops. Wait a minute, let me retract that. Those decorations there. You know I'm not a Halloween guy. I'm not saying put the Christmas ones up yet. That's entirely up to you. But please, take down the Halloween decorations. We're in transition now. Now we don't know what to do. Saw on Facebook yesterday someone was angry that Target was playing Christmas music yesterday. What do you expect them to do? They're retail. They got to move it along. I've never heard of Thanksgiving music. Sorry. So, you know, we have to, like, right away, we have to be on something. So take down the Halloween decorations, maybe put up the Christmas decorations, play the Christmas music. Let's all get ready for the next big thing. A skip over election. I also saw somebody posted last night, since when does the World Series go into November? Where have you been, man? It's been going there for years. Derek Jeter got the nickname Mr. November. Hello? Anyway, we are moving in a bunch of different directions now. So I guess we should vote today, get that out of the way, take down all the election signs, rake the leaves, put up the Christmas decorations, and play the music! Ho, ho, ho!
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We don't have any late night TV except for Jimmy Kimmel pulled his annual prank where he has parents tell the kids that they ate all the Halloween candy while they were sleeping. Also on the way, there already is a company called Meta. Facebook, you changed your name to a company that already exists. Whoops.
94KX.
Hang on, Mark Zuckerberg. Hang on. We made fun of you a lot last week for changing Facebook's name to Meta. Turns out there actually is a company called Meta. Whoa. Didn't you check in on that? Even on the smallest level, if you're Bob's Plumbing from R.D. Snyder County, you want to check across the street to make sure there's not another guy named Bob who's got Bob's Plumbing written on his truck. I mean, it's the oldest rule. It's business 101. And Zuck didn't do it. So now the company that's called Meta PC wants $20 million to give up the name that they have trademarked. And they even put a funny video up online.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I'm proud to announce that we are now Facebook.
They announced they're changing their name to Facebook until Zuckerberg comes up with the $20 million. Great idea.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
New sports and weather, of course, next. But we've got viral comedy on the way. Stuff that's even funnier than the story we just gave you. Morgan in the Morning. Viral comedy on the way. What's a larger attention span in your family, your dog or your toddler? It could be scary when your toddler is holding his infant sister and he gets distracted by some fire apparatus coming this way. Oh, it's an ambulance, look! It's all really cute until you drop your baby sister in the driveway. Viral comedy on the way.
Viral comedy, Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, listen to it now and look it up later. A toddler is holding his infant sister and an ambulance is coming down the street. Well, the little boy is fascinated with ambulances, so he drops his sister.
I want the ambulance.
Oh, Oh. Oh, but careful. Careful there, Junior. Hey. Yeah, there's the ambulance. And there's your little sister laying on the ground. She was okay. No infants were hurt in the making of this video, but it's funny to watch. And it makes you harken back to when you were a kid and some of the funny things that happened with your siblings. A company called SoWork, which is a virtual office company, has a funny commercial out now about all those people who can no longer work at home. They have to come back to the office.
Heading back, the world is healing. Hey, but it's almost quarter to eight. I think you're gonna be late. Okay, this traffic sucks. Dang it, where is your boss? Sorry, this boardroom is booked. Oh, look. Here comes Sam from accounting, and she's ready to dish.
What's that smell?
Wait, it's somebody microwaving bitches.
Yuck! Heading back into the office.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Look it up later.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Is it okay to play Christmas music? Is it okay to start making holiday food? We're in a transition. What do we do? We'll talk.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Halloween is over. So should we start thinking fall food, Thanksgiving food, Christmas food, baking? What do you think? We'll talk. Next, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, Halloween's over. Maybe there's still candy left. I'm cool with that, but it's over. Take down the decorations and let's move on. Do we put the Christmas decorations up right away? I don't. I wait until after Thanksgiving. I know I'm old school, but that's the way I do it. That's the way I roll. Now, when it comes to food, I can't eat Halloween candy. I'm diabetic. So what can I eat? Well, I can eat stuffing. I can eat that green bean casserole. I can eat that stuff that we only seem to make in the fall, like yams, you know, stuff like that. Or Thanksgiving, maybe we attach fall foods to Thanksgiving only. And then Christmas has its own foods. So we're going to post it up on Facebook. I want to know what you think. What foods are you getting ready for? Then I stumbled on this article this morning that says turkey is one of the most hated Thanksgiving foods. How could that be possible? We sell like billions of turkeys. Butterball makes their paycheck this holiday season. Turkey finished number two. One in four Americans don't like turkey on Thanksgiving Day. What do you eat? Avocado toast? I mean, come on. Cranberry sauce, by the way, was number one. 30% of Americans don't like cranberry sauce. I don't like that jellied stuff that slides out of the can. Blah. I like a good homemade cranberry sauce. And you know grandma's green bean casserole that we joke around about? Nobody actually eats it, but it looks nice on the table. Well, people do eat it, but it finished number three for most hated Thanksgiving foods. Sweet potatoes, by the way, came in at number four. I saw a t-shirt offer on Facebook the other night where it's his and hers t-shirts. The guy's shirt says, "She is my sweet potato." And her shirt says, "I am." I think I was the only one that laughed at it. I'm still the only one laughing at it. But anyway, what foods are you looking forward to? We'll talk about it.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, yeah, still to come.
Want
to
get away?
No way!
Another Keys to Cancun keyword with Liberty Travel in 94KX.
Coming up.
Not far away.
No, not far away at all. News, sports, AccuWeather. Now, Key to Cancun is on the way. Birthday buddies. And, oh, Jimmy Kimmel up to the old, we ate your Halloween candy trick.
Best songs on the radio.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Airport. You're going to need one. Airport is this morning's Morgan in the Morning keyword.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Oh, sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Jimmy Kimmel last night, late night TV, did his annual bit where he asks parents to record the reactions of their young children by telling them, when they wake up, that Daddy and I ate all the candy last night.
I got hungry in the middle of the night, and I ate all of your Halloween candy.
I thought you were on a diet.
You know who told me to do it? Jimmy Kimmel.
Is he a bad guy?
Mm-hmm.
Papa ate it.
He did a gay diarrhea.
Morgan in the Morning with the funky voice of Lynn Hall.
Oh, I've never heard it described that way.
You said I was going to say Bruno.
Well,
birthday buddies on the way next, and one of them is poisonous.
Oh, I'll see what you did there, I'm sure.
And I think he's too old to talk dirty. Stand by. Birthday buddies on the way next. Bobby Dahl, the bass player for Poison, celebrating his 58th birthday today.
So that's where that came in.
Can we make him a birthday buddy?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
You are gay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go. Here we go. The other celebs besides our
poisonous bass player.
Nelly is celebrating a birthday today. I had no idea that Nelly was this old. He looks so young, so... he's 47.
Is he really? Really, yeah. He does not look that old.
So could the hot in here actually be male menopause now?
I don't know. You never know. Stop sweating, you know.
The direct opposite of Mark Lawrence, who says it's always cold in here.
Okay. Yes, he does.
He's got four sweaters on.
All the time he turns the heat on.
He's got a space heater between his legs when he reads the news.
He wears a muffler.
Yes, he does. All right, happy birthday, Nelly. He is 47. Who is your favorite character on Friends? That's a tough question.
Oh, that is a tough one. Mm-hmm. I loved them all. That's so tough. I have to sit and think about this for a while.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Okay.
David Schwimmer is 55 years old today. That's worth cheering about.
It is. Everyone, we're using our fancy china, and it's very expensive, so please be careful.
So whoa, Ross picks one up.
Whoa.
Does it not taste good? Let me try it.
No.
This was one of my favorites, where he's eating Rachel's pie that she made.
All done. So good.
It's so good.
Maybe Chandler has some left.
Now listen to this.
It tastes like feet.
It tastes like feet. Happy birthday, Ross.
Oh, my goodness.
55 years old. Now it's time to take the short list. Look how short this list is.
Were there like two people? Well, no, there's more than that, but it is a short one today.
And it is the local celebs that we call
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday, Arlene McCollum. She is 55 years old today.
Gary Miser Jr. from Augustaville, 58 today. Happy birthday.
Janelle Kloss from Cowan is 45.
Lisa Mather from Sealands Grove, 35 today.
Happy birthday, Megan Campbell from Norrie. She's 33.
Wendy Durr from Watsontown, 54 today.
That's all we have.
That's it.
Nothing phoned in. Nothing.
No, nobody wrote us. No one called us. Nobody sent a carrier pigeon.
Nothing.
No.
Oh, well. But if you do have a birthday, the Ford Fun Line is always open, and you could use the text club email, snail mail,
whatever. Yeah, whatever you would like to do. Welcome it all.
Text me on my personal phone.
There
you go.
You could do that. That's fine.
Because we do it each and every day, and it is...
Birthday buddies.
coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll check your favorite holiday foods. Halloween is over, Lynn. Forget about it.
Oh, I wanted to talk about candy corn some more.
Yeah, please. So we usher out the candy corn and we bring in fall foods and Thanksgiving and Christmas
and
foods.
And figgy pudding.
What?
Figgy pudding.
Bring me a figgy pudding.
I just like saying figgy pudding.
Do you actually eat figgy pudding?
No, I've never tasted it ever. I just think it's funny.
Well, there it is. We want to know your favorite foods.
Could be figgy pudding.
Bring me
a figgy pudding.
News is next.
Thank goodness. It's on Morgan in the Morning.
We're still talking on Facebook and on the Ford Fun Line about our favorite Thanksgiving foods we'll be looking forward to. And when is it too early for this? I mean, there's a bar in Texas that has actually banned the song until December 1st. And after December 1st, when you play Mariah Carey on the jukebox, it'll only play once a day, putting a limit on Mariah Carey. Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
If you were with us early this morning, I called this time a transition time. Halloween's over, but do we start Christmas already? Or do we start Thanksgiving? Well, are there Thanksgiving decorations? There isn't any Thanksgiving music. So, I mean, what do? We're in a transition. Lynn Hall, thanks so much for still hanging out with
us. Sure, not a problem.
We posted early this morning. Let us know your favorite Thanksgiving food.
Right.
And Julie says, of course, the turkey and the filling, but pecan pie. Or do we say pecan?
Well, I say pecan because you say pecan. Well, what's it pecan at? It's
a good idea.
Pecan.
It is pecan?
Well,
I've heard it both ways.
That's what I say, yeah. Yeah, I've heard it both ways, too.
I thought I'd bounce it off you. I didn't know where your neck of the woods came from.
You know, my mom used to say pecan.
Did she really?
She did. Pecan pie, yeah.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay, with the 21% of Americans don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh.
I'd live for it.
I know. I know. I would like to, like, rub it all over my face and wear it all day. That's how much I like
I would like
pumpkin
to see
pie.
You do that, okay. Actually. It'll go viral. It'll be viral comedy
be
right here on the show. This surprised me. The number one disliked food at Thanksgiving is cranberry sauce. What do you think?
Well, it's good. Now, you have to have, like, a little... My mom had these little things that were almost like a cookie cutter that made them into little shapes. It made them into turkey shapes, you know. So you took it out of the can, you sliced it, you put the little cookie cutter thing on it, and you had, like, you know, turkey-shaped cranberry sauce.
Okay.
But then later, in later years, she would just take it right out of the can, you know.
And that's what my mom does.
Yeah, down on the, and it just slice it up. Here you go.
But that's jellied cranberry whatever it is. I like homemade.
Yes. You
put real cranberries in there, maybe some slices of orange rind and lemons and stuff.
Yeah.
Get crazy, but the number one disliked food, now the number two disliked food at Thanksgiving, turkey.
Well, okay.
28% of Americans
don't
like turkey.
Well, then what are they eating?
Ham? No, that's
no.
Number seven on the list.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
I do, yes, with the marshmallow.
No, don't tell me that, Lynn.
Yes, seriously.
You put the marshmallows in maple syrup and all that
brown sugar. Yeah, you bake it a little bit.
That's not a vegetable. It's a dessert.
Kind of, yes. It's
Look
both.
At me. I'm diabetic. Come on now.
It's both. It's a dessert. It's also a vegetable. You're both right.
You're both right.
Yes.
So let us know what you like. Most likely someone else will not like it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our Facebook question of the day.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, Mariah Carey is on lockdown in a bar in Texas.
Who knew you could do that with a jukebox, really?
Well, Mariah's not happy. We'll talk about it.
Oh, I would think not.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A bar in Dallas has set rules for the playing of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. There's a sign on the jukebox that says, quote, "This song will be skipped if it is played before December 1st, so you lose your money. After December 1st, the song will only be allowed to play once per night. The jukebox has a limiter on it." Mariah Carey, by the way, has responded with a picture of herself in armor, ready to fight, quote, "the war on Christmas." I mean, that's cool, Mariah. 94.1.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way next, and we've got the good news after the news.
For us to be able to help that pet, help that veteran with helping both ends of the leash, their pet is everything to them.
It's called Paws of War, and it brings home animals from overseas. That's pretty cool. And something real cool coming to the Lewisburg Children's Museum. It's all good news, and it's all next.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning, driving you to work. Be honest. Do you have Halloween candy in your pockets? Come on. Come on. Own it. This is usually where we do Morgan in the Morning mic'd up. And try it Tuesday. And we were planning on having the Sealands Grove High School field hockey team here, but they're playing today. And they have a rule in the school district that says you're not allowed to be late for school if you have a game. So our original idea of bringing the team, maybe the seniors, perhaps the whole team, into the studio with Coach Roz to talk about the road to states and to give yours truly a hockey stick and teach me how to do a couple of tricks with the stick, that had to be postponed because Sealands Grove, ranked number 2 in the District 2, District 4 combo, is playing top-ranked Crestwood in District 2 at a neutral site. They'll be playing at Wyoming Seminary in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. They'll be playing today, and the winner of that game is on the way to states, and we'll find out further bracketing after that. So we don't have a Try It Tuesday. I'm not going to learn how to play field hockey. I'm a little disappointed. But we will postpone, and hopefully we could have Coach Roz and a few of the players, if not all of them, I don't care, have them in the studio sometime later this week or early next week. That'll be cool. That'll be good news,
94
right?
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
A soldier is hoping that he'll be able to bring a cat back. A cat that he met while deployed, and he wants the cat at home with him now. Specialist Caden is working with a nonprofit group called the Paws of War to help relocate Tiger the Cat 7,000 miles to his home. Here's a spokesperson for Paws of War.
Some of them can't even leave the home. So for us to be able to help that pet, help that veteran with helping both ends of the leash, their pet is everything to them.
Helping both ends of the leash. Cool idea. Google Paws of War if you love animals and if you love veterans and see if you could do the combo. Hey, if you love kids, take your kids to the Lewisburg Children's Museum next weekend. They're bringing back the STEM program where they team up with Bucknell's engineering student board to bring little kids STEM. That stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Now, according to the education director, Lindsay Walter, she says it's good to introduce young children in an informal, playful way on these very important topics. I tend to agree. Hats off to the Lewisburg Children's Museum and Bucknell for teaming up on the good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
That is real good news.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Tom's top list today is the top millennial trends that Gen Zs will get rid of.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Gen Z is sharing the trends made by millennials that they plan to put an end to. Check this list. Number one, weird drawn-on eyebrows. I tend to agree. They're just scary. Number two, the bad relationship millennials have with other generations, including the boomers. Thank you. Expensive hipster food like avocado toast. Good luck with getting rid of that. Choosing a financially stable job over your dream job, then regretting it. Throw it out. Cable television comes in at number 5. Other things that Gen Z wants to get rid of. The whole I've been doing this longer than you vibe that millennials carry. All right, maybe. The man bun hairstyle, lip injections, drinking IPAs, and finally, cancel culture. Get rid of it. Tom's top list of the day. Good luck to Gen Z.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, there's one thing we don't want to get rid of for some reason, and that's 70s disco music, especially ABBA. Or do you say ABBA? Details coming up.
94KX.
Let's go back to the 70s this weekend. All right. I mean, Halloween's over and Christmas is coming, I guess we could say. But there's a lull there between now and Thanksgiving. Let's party ABBA style. The station's SBC media partners throwing a party at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club this Friday night, and it's open to the public. And it benefits the Selins Grove Area High School Theater Department. We're going to celebrate 40 years of ABBA, or ABBA, depending on how you say it. You can sing along, and look, it says right here, get your groove on. I don't even know if my groove still works. Anyway, be the dancing queen that you are. Hors d'oeuvres, drinks, music. Come dressed in your 70s swag. It's only $20 a ticket. And again, it benefits the theater department at Selins Grove High School. And you don't have to be a member at the country club to just bust in the door. Pretty cool. If you want tickets early, our very own Denise is putting together this party. Denise at WQKX.com. And this party is sponsored by Platinum in Selins Grove, Retra in Lewisburg, and Beyond Browse in Selins Grove. I'll see you Friday night.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Believe it or not, a third of us will spend Thanksgiving with someone we don't like. Parting shot still to come.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Love to eat turkey.
Turkey, turkey, turkey! Yes or no? It's love Thanksgiving.
I love you.
All right, take down the Halloween decorations and let's get ready for Thanksgiving. Morgan in the Morning, posting up this morning your favorite foods. There are just Thanksgiving foods, right? Some we repeat at Christmas for some reason. Whatever. Deb Price says stuffing. Nice gift, too. Thanks there, Deb. It looks delicious. Julie says, sure, the turkey and the filling, but she's more about the pie. Michelle Miller says, green bean casserole is my absolute favorite. I responded, oh, so you're the one. I'm just kidding. A lot of people like green bean casserole on Thanksgiving. And to Tanisha, you're just the best. You said cookies and pie. Oh, and Tom, I also hate turkey. All right, there are those people that hate turkey. I love it. I eat it all year round. But anyway, Tanisha also says, I put up my Christmas decorations already, LOL. I said, hey, you do you, Tanisha. You know, like, I have no problem driving home right now and seeing people ripping down the skeletons and the ghosts and putting up the Santa Claus and the snowman. You just do you. That's what it's all about. Chad Evans is on the way next. Oh, cranberries, yeah. Chad Evans on the way next with your next key to Cancun from Liberty Travel. Turkey for you?
Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.